Episode 8. Latest UAP space news as of December 2021. On Wednesday, October 13, William Shatner, once a captain of the fictional starship the Enterprise, left Earth for 11 minutes with Amazon's Blue Origin rocket, the oldest person at 90 to make it into space. But not in orbit, just a short arc above the 62-mile space-Earth barrier. If you were watching Shatner walking up the six-story scaffolding to the ship, he was breathing heavily when he reached the top. Jeff Bezos did not offer an elevator up, and Bill had to walk it. Anyone above 70 years would have had difficulties, and he may have collapsed from the climb, let alone from the G-forces on the way up to space. Fortunately, Bill made it back safely, I might add, with a philosophical speech after the capsule floated to a safe, soft landing. Maybe he should have taken a ride on Elon Musk's SpaceX Dragon. Elon had an elevator for the ride up to the Falcon rocket, and the civilian crew orbited above the Earth at 220 miles for 2 days, not just a quick ride up to the edge of space. I say captain of a starship should have opted for the 2-day excursion from SpaceX, but I do believe Bill wanted to reduce his risk by accepting Jeff Bezos' offer to this historic real trek above the Earth. And I might add, Jeff waived the $250,000 fee, obviously a great publicity event for Amazon, when a retired Starship captain rides on their Blue Origin. On a side note, I'm almost certain that Bill wished Scotty could have beamed him up. Also, as I was preparing to record this podcast on December 11, Jeff successfully sent up another group of civilian rocket riders, which included Michael Strahan, co-anchor of ABC's Good Morning America, and Laura Shepherd Churchley, daughter of astronaut Alan Shepherd. Now to the latest official unidentified aerial phenomena information released by the Pentagon after the June Pentagon UAP disclosure. Well, to be honest, it's practically non-existent, but that may change because in September, the U.S. Senate passed S.2610, the Intelligence Authorization Act of 2022, with detailed procedures to officially document all future UAP incidents. Also passed was S.1652, Establishment of Office to Address Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. So there's some hope for UFO-UAP disclosures, but keep your fingers crossed. National Press Club Conference on a UAP Incident During a Nuclear Missile Test. I found some recent UAP conferences, one on October 19 at the National Press Club with a panel of former U.S. Air Force officers reporting on UAP incidents during nuclear missile testing. In March 1967, nuclear weapons were disabled during UAP encounters at launch control facilities, and recently UAP-related missile shutdowns were confirmed by former U.S. Senator Harry Reid. In one incident, observers watched as the UAP sent a beam of light, destroying the test missile. This seems quite disturbing, or not, because maybe the extraterrestrials are attempting to protect us from ourselves, which sounds good to me. Westall High School UAP Daylight Incident, April 1966 in Australia. Now to an amazing daylight incident that was reported on April 6, 1966, the Westall UFO sighting in Melbourne, Australia at Westall High School, now a college. This incident was witnessed by 200 students and teachers in broad daylight. It was publicized at least twice on Australian television, 7 News Australia, featuring several students, now adults, and a science teacher, Andrew Greenwood, who witnessed the UAPs. It went like this. A gray saucer-shaped object, about twice the size of a family car, flew over the school towards a stand of trees where it disappeared. In the interview, one former student, Terry Peck, said she jumped the fence behind the school and walked into an area called the Grange, where she saw the UFO on the ground. When she moved near it, she felt heat and heard a humming sound. After about a minute, she watched it rise up and hover about 3 or 4 meters. Then it turned on its side and shot straight upward, where she saw 2 other crafts in the sky. During the interview, 10 former students talked about the incident and then were separated in a classroom and asked to draw an image of what they saw. When asked if they could remember the craft, each student said they would never forget. Not surprisingly, the drawings submitted looked very much alike, almost identical. This is such a fascinating report that you'll be amazed when you see the Australian television interview and other reports found on YouTube. Westall was also covered in a UFO documentary called The Phenomenon, with other amazing UFO encounters, including one claiming a saucer crashed into a mountainside or butte in Aztec, New Mexico. When the military examined the interior, they found 16 dead aliens in blue jumpsuits. The Phenomenon documentary is definitely a must-see. The day the West Hall incident happened, investigators from the Australian military entered the school and warned the science teacher, Mr. Greenwood, that he would be fired if he ever talked about the incident. They also said they would claim he was drunk on duty and told him he didn't see anything. So he kept quiet until he retired 50 years later. Interestingly, the official West Hall UFO report disappeared. I've included links under my YouTube video and Anchor podcast descriptions. The Hill UAP article from November 16, 2021, National Intelligence Director does not rule out extraterrestrial origins for UFOs. For those who don't know, The Hill is an online publication covering Congress and politics. In an article on November 16, Avril Haines, the Director of National Intelligence in the Biden administration, implied UAP incidents in the Pentagon report could be from extraterrestrials, saying, "Is there something else that we simply do not understand that might come extraterrestrially? I'm not sure that vague statement is really an admittance, and I don't even know that extraterrestrially is a real word. It was a thought-provoking comment, nothing else. Ms. Haines, we want facts." The James Webb Infrared Telescope, the newest and most promising tool designed to locate habitable exoplanets, will launch into orbit on December 22, 2021. Though the James Webb is not directly related to UAP disclosures, it's an important step to look for extraterrestrials. This telescope is 100 times more powerful than the Hubble Space Telescope and will allow us to peer to the edge of the visible universe. It's so sensitive that it can detect the heat energy of a honeybee or a child's nightlight from the Earth to the Moon, some 250,000 miles away. They hope to study thousands of exoplanets already identified using a spectrometer and other instruments used to look for elements that are produced by carbon-based life. It's being sent into orbit 1 million miles from the Earth and Sun to keep it extremely cold so it can detect primarily infrared radiation from very faint distant objects. It will take about a month to reach the designated orbit and mid-year to start collecting scientific data. So stay tuned for news on its achievements in late 2022. And now for a recent statement from Luis Elizondo, former military intelligence officer and director of Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. Lou fears that the Pentagon intends to block any further UAP disclosure, backtracking on their promise of full public disclosure of the unexplained UAP incidents and any future information, claiming national security implications. Here's a recent statement from Lou via Twitter. "Before anyone gets too excited about the recent Pentagon announcement of the new UAP group, please consider the following. USDI is precisely the same organization that has underplayed and tried to kill the UAP effort for years. And it is the single office that has continuously lied about the topic and persecuted whistleblowers." Though we're all hoping for more details released about the 143 UAP incidents mentioned in the initial Pentagon report, unfortunately, we have none. Personally, I didn't expect any more evidence to be released right away, if ever, especially after Lou Elizondo's recent tweet. "This may require more officials to leak the true facts and high-definition videos that they must possess." So that's the extent to what's new with the Pentagon UAP reveal. However, we may have a last-minute reprieve sponsored by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. On November 21, she introduced a bipartisan proposal to provide oversight and accountability over reports of unidentified aerial phenomena. "This is urgent," she says. She's concerned about the impact of these encounters on military personnel. Please stay tuned for more of the latest UAP news via my YouTube channel, Cybertimes LLC, and on my Anchor podcast, anchor.fm/Howard-Barenbon. If you like what you've seen, please subscribe to my podcast and my YouTube channel.